To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, it's your travel trio, Robert, Mary, and Rudy, back with you now for more RM World Travel, live from the world's largest consumer travel annual event, the New York Times Travel Show. And for segment three this hour, Mark Murphy of Travel Pulse is here. So, Mark, thanks for stopping by.
Right. We appreciate that. Great to be here in person.
But first, Mark, we have to say a brief word about LifeLock.com that now includes Norton Security.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things going on out there these days with identity theft. We all shop online, whether it's for travel, gift-giving, household needs. But online shopping does increase your risk of exposing all of your personal information. It can leave you very vulnerable to identity theft. Someone can steal from your 401k. They can take out online payday loans in your name. The list goes on.
Don't, and I repeat, do not let that happen to you. Instead, get LifeLock with Norton, because if you ever have a problem, they've got agents who will work to fix it. Join now, and for the first year, you'll save 10% off when you use the code RM, and you go to @LifeLock.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
So, Mark, listen, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. I was looking up before the show, before I lost my phone. Can't do that anymore, so anyone's trying to reach me, that'll be a couple days. It's been 4 years, actually, so we certainly are glad you could join us today.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll also appreciate you're going to join us for our big general session event that's coming up at 1:30 today.
Yeah, it's great to see you. So, you know, we had an opportunity on Wednesday evening to attend the Travi Awards Gala. It was fantastic right here in New York City at Gotham Hall. I'd love to know why you created those Travis and what those Travis are.
So travel agents sell the vast majority of cruises, vacation packages to destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, et cetera. And instead of doing something like a traditional Reader's Choice Awards that a magazine might do, we want to go to the travel professionals across the entire country and say, what is it that you think, based on your experience, is the best product? And then take it to the next step and say, you deal with tens of millions of customers every year. So not only do you get to experience things, you get feedback from millions of customers. As a result of that feedback, what is the best of the best? And the reality is, if you go to TripAdvisor, case in point, I looked at a property in Cancun. I'll be mum on who it was. 4.8 stars out of 5. And if it was 3 stars, it was lucky. And it's because they're gaming the system, they're paying and incentivizing the folks that stay there to do the reporting on TripAdvisor, and the customer's at a loss. So that's why travel professionals are so key. That's why there's big comeback. And we wanted 6 years ago to say, let's leverage those folks and get them to share who they think the best of the best is. And we celebrate every January on the Wednesday before the New York Times Travel Show the recognition of that. And we've been doing it for, I think, 5 years now at Gotham Hall. Yeah, I lost track. I'm getting old.
So I want to ask you something. We're going to change gears a little bit with you. One of my biggest agitations, Rudy and I joke about that because he knows I like that word. But when I watch or read something in the national media, it's how they don't report as much. Because they're pushing some agenda or some theme, whatever it may be.
Exactly.
Listen, I know it's a shock to folks, but and it's problematic for the travel industry. Mm-hmm. We can talk about whether it's the Caribbean or Mexico, whatever it may be. So, what are some of your thoughts on this?
Well, so I've lost a lot of respect for the folks out there that report. So, and I've done, as you guys know, I've been on every network, every local affiliate you can imagine. Right. I just did 26 interviews on Thursday about the Travi Awards all across the country. So, some of the folks that I've interviewed with on key issues in travel, they're just ideologues, and they're doing things that really serve one purpose, to sensationalize. So case in point, look at what happened in Africa. Small area, West Africa, Ebola outbreak. Africa is so huge that travel to where you might go and experience a South African safari is 2,500 to 3,000 miles away. But you know what? They'll devastate the entire continent.
It'll be like Rhode Island in this country, for argument's sake. And you're out in Portland, Oregon.
It's unsafe to go to Portland, Oregon. Right. It's the same logic. And they've done it with Mexico. They've done it constantly. And it drives me completely nuts, because even when you see the headlines, when there were people killed in Cancun, they showed you a shot of the hotel zone.
Right.
The murders happened miles and miles and miles away, had no impact on travel, but it scares people from going.
And we're not dismissing the fact that that happened by any means.
But, no.
But the fact is,
it happened on the West Side Highway here in New York City a little over a year ago.
Yeah. And here we are, where, you know, right.
Yeah, and that's when they make those statements. I was doing a Fox News segment in March, and I said the same thing. I was like, listen, you know, if I'm sitting here and we're three blocks from the New York Times subway station, didn't we have a bomber there? Yeah. Didn't we have people run down on the West Side Highway? You know, but we still have 60-something million tourists.
It's just frustrating.
Coming.
It really is for people that we've talked to that run resorts or the Caribbean. I mean, you can't go to the Caribbean. It's shut down. It's not.
All right.
Right.
I want to turn to another problem.
And we've got 1 minute on that.
Okay,
minute. Real fast. I'm on Instagram. You know, I don't have a million followers, but I notice there are a lot of people on Instagram who are always posting pretty pictures of themselves in places that sometimes aren't so pretty or places aren't so pretty.
Do you wear a bikini? And is that how you get followers?
Well, I know I have a couple of women friends who have tens of thousands of followers because they're posing on the bikini in the beach. They're in their bed and, you know, a little nighties saying, oh, this hotel is great. It's not telling me much as a traveler.
Correct. Well, the problem with influencers, I'll just give you one example.
That's it. They're called influencers.
Influencers
right.
were scheduled to go down to Mexico. There were four of them that were supposed to go. Two of them canceled because they were afraid. Now, if they had a clue, they would have gone and been very excited about going.
Sure.
But instead, the influence that they have is zero,
right.
You know, other than posting pretty
Mark,
pictures.
Can you stick around one more segment?
I will stick around as long as you want me
to. I appreciate that. Folks, you hear the music. That means we've got to take a break. There is a lot more coming back. Travel Trio's here with show friend Mark Murphy. More RM World Travel after these messages.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Get out the map. Get out the map and lay your finger anywhere down.
To participate in the program, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or log on to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
And no map needed today, as we're coming to you live from the New York Times Travel Show in New York City, and we appreciate you being part of our travel get-together. This portion of the program is sponsored by MyPillow.com. We were just talking about MyPillow during the break.
Busy in here. I'm watching all of these people coming in here. It's a busy day here at the Javits for the New York Times Travel Show. All right, pillows, MyPillow products, something that I like about them. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee. They come with a 10-year warranty. You don't have to pay for that warranty. That's nice. The mattress topper we're all using, we like it. It has an exclusive three-layer design that starts with MyPillow foam for support. Then it adds in that traditional foam to relieve those pressure points and finishes it off with an ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover.
So we suggest you not miss this opportunity to get our four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows of any size, plus two go-anywhere pillows for 50% off, and, as if that's not enough, 30% off the mattress topper, plus two standard MyPillows for free. Just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code RM for this four-pack special. There's also a link at armworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors.
All right, so Mark, we're here with Mark Murphy with Travel Pulse. Mark, I want to go back to something that you were saying earlier. You know, you were talking about people that were, you know, not these sites that are rigging the system.
Mm-hmm.
So as travelers across the country right now are listening, what do they do about that? How do they know what's legitimate from not and overcome that?
Well, you want unbiased advice, right? You want somebody who's going to give you the skinny and not sugarcoat it. So that's why I always go back and look and say, what are the trends in travel right now? One of the biggest trends are if you search travel agents, are travel agents back? You know, why are consumers returning to travel agents? Every major media outlet's talking about that. In fact, Vogue said that travel agents are the designers, the new designers
right.
for travel. And so it's about personalized service, it's about experiences. That's what people want. So you can get that by finding a good travel agent. Now, you don't need a travel agent for everything that you want to do. And people, I call it the hybrid model. It's where you want to have high tech, the simple transaction, and high touch. And I've been talking about that for years, and I think that's the future of travel distribution, and you can get that in both cases through either OTAs, online travel agencies,
sure.
or that individual. So that's number one. The reality is for TripAdvisor and everything else, your version of a five-star hotel may be in line with mine, but somebody else says, oh, it's the greatest experience in the world, and they're talking about the Hampton Inn because it was a clean room.
That's right.
You know, so it's all relative. So if you want to spend your life trying to sort it out, and then gamble your 2 weeks of vacation and hope you got it right, which a lot of times you don't, then God bless you, do that. But at the same time, if you want unbiased third-party advice, ask yourself why the cruise industry sells more than 80% of all its products, even that 3 and 4 day stuff, really cheap, through travel agencies.
So, Mark, I have a question for you for our listeners, because there's certainly a trend back, thankfully, to travel advisors. How can people find a good travel advisor?
That's a big challenge, right?
So, and you say somebody's not, pushing an agenda.
So where do they go?
So 70% of all travel agents today work from home. Most people don't realize that. And so as the storefronts have closed, they didn't go out of business. They actually moved their business home because of technology.
Far more entrepreneurial.
Correct. Yeah. And so TravelSense.org is the site you can go to. That's ASTA, the American Society of Travel
Advisors.
Advisors. I say travel
we
agents.
We talked about that on the show.
It used to be travel agents.
Yeah, travel
agents. But
agent
that gives
advisors.
A stamp of approval?
Well, it just gives you a listing, and mm-hmm. then there are reviews there. You can go to different websites and see what it is, but it's a scattershot approach. So there's no one thing. The problem with the travel industry is every group has their own agenda, and they're all got their own little fiefdoms. If we actually work together in that organization, you'd be able to do something like the Travel Institute that trains and certifies agents could become that place. But you've got a board of folks that all are aligned with their own little entities, and by giving up more power there, they're afraid that they lose some of their power. And so it's a very fragmented business. I don't want to bore you with that type of detail.
I think the first question you ask them is, have you been there? Have you stayed at that hotel? Have you been to that city? And if they go, well, I really haven't been to Italy, find somebody who's been to Italy.
But I would say hold off a second. What if I've sent 100 clients to that destination, the Amalfi Coast? What if I've gotten feedback from those 100 clients? What if I have a resource?
Well, then they can convince me of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's what they need to do.
And also, in big cities have ethnic neighborhoods. I just got back from the Republic of Georgia. I was going for a conference, so that's where I was going. But mm-hmm. if I were trying to style my – I might find somebody who knows somebody who's from Georgia.
Local.
Who's a travel agent.
Local.
Somebody local
yeah.
who
can
say, here's where you want to do – don't do this, do that kind of thing.
And Mark, good travel agents will have those relationships in those markets or through those operators that package those products, right?
Yeah. So just ask a few questions before you – throw yourself at the mercy of somebody you just get on the phone.
Exactly.
We really appreciate stopping by today.
Yeah,
thank you very
Mark.
Much. We're going to see you at the general session.
Sounds good. Thanks,
up.
Guys.
Thanks,
folks,
Mark.
As we're going to head to break, Kurt Knudsen came by. Everybody knows him as Kurt the Cyber Guy. Kurt, we're going to have you come on up here next, and we're going to talk to Kurt about all travel and tech coming up after these messages.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show by calling 800-387-8025 or follow the program at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.